Joining us now, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. Good morning, Mr. Fitton. Good to talk with you, sir.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Julie.
Let's start with this fraud trial in New York this week, which, again, I want to remind everybody, this is just the Attorney General Letitia James, who promised the only reason that she ran for office is to sue Donald Trump. So here she is. At least a Democrat is coming through with a campaign promise. But 80% of the charges are beyond the statute of limitations. How much time and money is wasted on this sort of thing just to get the bad orange man?
Yeah, this is a political trial. It's a show trial. Trump is a real estate developer who's being targeted by the New York Attorney General, not because there was, you know, complaints about what he did and banks were going up and lining up to the Attorney General's office and saying, we didn't get our loans paid. Everyone was paid. No one was victimized, obviously, other than Trump, who's been victimized by a New York Attorney General's office, who, you know, as best as I can tell, used leaked tax return reforms interpreted by the media as a basis to target him with an unprecedented investigation that has resulted potentially in his business being destroyed. The ruling last week by the judge up there, you know, found, quote, fraud and could result in business licenses being taken. And I mean, that was his finding. I mean, we could have his property stolen. What a great way to freeze and interfere in an election by essentially walling off his key assets from being available to him as he goes into the campaign. What a nightmare politically and constitutionally.
Oh, you know, the judge also, you know, stated at the very end that the statute of limitations, like many of these charges, are outside of the statute of limitations. I mean, why in the world was this even allowed to go so far? I mean, I guess she's just rogue. She can do, Letitia James can do whatever she wants, but she didn't even have a case in 80% of these charges or these claims.
Yeah, of course, the government's going to dispute that his words at the end would knock out the charges, as you suggested. But, you know, they're going back to his entire business career, it looks like, as far back as before 2014, which I think is the fight over the statute of limitations. But let's take a step back, Julie. Trump would not be in court if his last name was Smith.
Right.
Or any other real estate developer in New York City. This is an unprecedented targeting of Trump, and it's kind of part of this method by Democratic Party prosecutors and politicians. And, you know, I don't like to get too partisan here, but these are Democratic Party elected officials who are abusing the powers entrusted to them by the voters in their jurisdictions. In the case of the Justice Department, Biden's Justice Department, the entire American people, to try to jail, harass, and target someone they don't like politically. And, you know, I'm going to take a step back further. Why is Letitia James getting any money from the federal government under this McCarthy Congress? Mm. Why is Alvin Bragg up in New York, who's also trying to jail Trump? Willis down in Fulton County, Georgia, Jack Smith's Justice Department, they had all the money they needed last week over the weekend. With this continuing resolution, I don't see any serious effort to defund them.
The president's son, Hunter, will be in court today at 10 a.m. for his arraignment on these gun charges, which, I mean, they could have brought these charges over the last 5 years. They're just now doing it, and only because there was scrutiny over that plea deal that David Weiss attempted to arrange. He's pleading not guilty, Tom, which, again, it's like he's, on the face of it, there's no defense here. But, I mean, this sadly, as you know, it reinforces the idea in this country that there's two tiers of justice.
No, there's one tier of justice. Protect our enemies, protect our friends and target our enemies. That's the deep state's, that's the current Justice Department's approach. And in the case of Hunter Biden, he benefited from protection obstruction by the same U.S. attorney, now special counsel, who we're now supposed to believe can fairly administer the law here. And I'm not sympathetic, to be clear. I think Hunter should have been prosecuted a long time ago for a variety of issues. But you have to wonder, can you trust the Justice Department to treat him fairly now? Are they going to throw him under the bus? Now, if this is the beginning, and you know, this is the beginning of many other charges, the Washington Post is reporting they're planning to prosecute him finally in California over tax felony charges, not misdemeanors. And they get into the whole Biden financial schemes, the racketeering, not only involving Hunter, but other members of his family, namely Joe. Maybe it's good. But if this is the way to bury other, to bury all of that and to move Hunter off the table, heck, I'd do more than plead not guilty if I was Hunter.
It's 6:43 now, and that we're all out of time, Tom Fitton. But it's always good to talk with you from Judicial Watch. Thanks for doing all the great work you do at judicialwatch.org. People need to swing over there and see all the good stuff they're doing. Thanks, Tom.